USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says Americans are divided about vaccines as a pandemic of the unvaccinated sweeps across the United States.
I'm going to continue to do everything I can to encourage the unvaccinated to get vaccinated. That includes addressing hesitancy and misinformation head on.
The president speaking at the White House also saying the vaccines are safe and highly effective. The Justice Department is launching a task force to combat threats of violence toward election workers. Deputy AG Lisa Monaco releasing a statement saying threats toward any election official, worker, or volunteer is a threat to democracy. The Southeastern Conference is extending membership to the universities of Texas and Oklahoma. The SEC announcing member schools voted unanimously in favor of bringing the Sooners and Longhorns in 2025. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A bipartisan infrastructure bill gets the thumbs up from the Senate.
The U.S. Senate in a 67-32 procedural vote Wednesday advanced a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, despite the fact that the full text of the proposal hasn't been made public yet. CBS correspondent Natalie Brand.
Now what we have is senators, enough of them, more than 60, agreeing to move forward to debate on this physical infrastructure package. But this is a process that has many more procedural steps ahead.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
There are some signs that the red-hot real estate market may be starting to cool. This is due to pending home sales falling. The National Association of Realtors saying they dropped 1.9% in June. They also fell by the same amount when compared to June last year. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The CDC is changing mask guidance amid the Delta variant surge of coronavirus cases in the United States. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki has the details.
The CDC announced Tuesday a major change in its mask policy, now recommending that people start wearing masks again in indoor public spaces in areas with high levels of COVID transmission. This applies even if you're vaccinated. The change coming as the Delta variant of the virus has spurred a rise in new infections across the country, especially among those who are unvaccinated. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb says we may be nearing the end of the wave of infections. The former FDA commissioner tells CNBC that the U.S. may soon be following the trajectory that the U.K. has experienced.
We were probably about 3 weeks behind the U.K. The U.K. clearly is on a downslope. They've seen an uptick in the last day, but they've seen a sustained trend over the last week of declining cases. I would expect some of the southern states that really were the epicenter of this epidemic to start rolling over in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Now, the problem is that this is a big country, and we're going to see the epidemic sweep across the country in different portions at different times.
Yesterday in the United States, there were just over 68,000 new cases of COVID-19 and 387 deaths reported across the country. Finally, it was back on this date in 1958 when the U.S. Congress passes legislation establishing the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA for short. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.